Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Five of the Bills' first eight games are against quarterbacks that are in their fourth year starting or younger. That's including Justin Fields, who realistically in their third year starting or younger. You get Penix, you get Drake May, you get Bryce Young, you get probably Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler, you get Justin Fields. This has to be the year for the Bills. It has to be. Yeah. It has to be. They've never been a one seed. Right. This is the year that the Bills should get the one seed. This is the year.
Emmanuel Acho. It's kind of a strange framing of the schedule, like the fact that the quarterbacks they'll play are young. They're also all high picks, except for New Orleans. I mean, May, Penix, Bryce Young, the guys he mentioned, right? They're also, they're not all established as great or anything yet, but the fact that they're young doesn't mean a lot to me. It's just, are they bad? Like, I think Sal's framework is way better. How after Baltimore, the next six teams the Bills play, all the way up until Kansas City in week nine, combined to win like a third of their games last year.
Right.
That's way more telling than how young the quarterbacks are. I mean, Penix, people like him. May, people like him. Bryce Young
really went turned from, it around, yeah.
Yeah, he went from like dead.
Yeah, it looked like
to
it was gonna,
pretty good.
Yeah, when last year began, I thought he was maybe going to get benched. You know, if it didn't get better, I thought he was on the verge of being a first overall pick, getting the EJ Manuel treatment. Like, thanks for last year. This is not working, and we're pulling the chute. But they stuck with it, and he rewarded them. Yeah, I'm not assuming that that's going to be some easy game, really. And you know, what is an easy game in the NFL? Like, as down as I am on Miami, like, I don't know. Like they could still have an explosive offense and hurt you.
Sure. Tyreek Hill motivated by the Colts video that ripped him. He'll be extra motivated this year. Here come 2,000 yards. Tom is next. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Yeah. So what I was calling about is I heard the comments a little while ago about having a 12-5 record, and I think Chris characterized that as being a great season. And I, you know, it sounds like blasphemy, but I don't think it would be. I don't think it would be living up to expectations in that Vegas, the guys that are supposed to know something about football, have them favored in every game this year. So five losses means five failures.
They're not going to go undefeated. That's what I think. 12 out of 17 games, not knowing what kind of health you're going to have, what kind of shape the teams are going to be, and how good is Atlanta going to be. I think 12 out of 17 games, I've said it for a few years now, I think that's a great year. Any way you cut it, it doesn't guarantee you of the one seed, but I think winning 12 out of 17 games is a great year. I stand by it. I mean, I don't think it's that controversial or hot a take, actually.
Yeah, well, the over and under is 12 and a half. So,
is it?
Well, I have 11 and a half minus 160, but still, same difference. Yeah, that's a better indicator of what's to expect than the fact that they're favored in every game, you know, 6 months out.
12 and a half plus 120 is what I was working with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, 12.
Either way.
Yeah, 12's the number.
12's the number, but I don't think 12 gets you the one seed.
It may not.
It might not.
That's the point of the question.
Right. I concede that. I think you can have a great season and not get the one seed. I guess that's it. I mean, I don't get twisted up in like how specific that is, but I think 12 out of 17 is a great year in the NFL. That's it. I don't know. I don't mean to be unassailable. It's just an opinion, but that's to me that my way I judge. I think 12 out of 17 would be a great year. If they need more than that, I hope they can get it because I want them to get the one seed. I don't know that I would sign up for 12 either, like Mike said earlier, because of the schedule and because of the desire to get the one seed.
Yeah, they're different questions. You know, whether it's great, I'm not sure I even care because it's about the postseason. Like, it doesn't matter how many games you win in the regular season once you know what the outcome of the postseason is. And if they get there, then it, you know, whatever the win total. Do people walk around thinking about how many games the Bills won in the regular season in the Kelly years? Or is it just like, how did it end? So that's what really matters for this team. The win total stuff is about, you know, it's a means to an end. It's whether it's a bye or home field, all that stuff. Whether it's great really just maybe is insignificant because it's just going to come down to what happens in the playoffs, I think. But whether you would take it, and what it might actually mean in the standings is that's a more interesting question, in my opinion. And I agree with what the caller said at the end. Like, I'm not sure it gets you the one. Tennessee, the 13 seconds year, was a 12-win team. That was 12-5. So was Kansas City. They might have beaten Kansas City. The Chiefs that year, I think it was the year where they had kind of a messy stretch kind of toward the middle, early middle part of their season. Jacksonville and Tennessee maybe both beat them. Anyway, Tennessee at 12-5 was the one. I bet, though, most of these years, it's only a few years since we've had 17 games, but that 12-5 wouldn't maybe any other time have been enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think I would turn it down. The way the schedule looks, the big games are at home, I think I would turn it down because that week off, that break, that home field in the all the way to the Super Bowl is what the Bills have not enjoyed. That's what I would want to say to that. Thank you, Tom. 803-0550 for your calls.
I just looked at every just to confirm it. Since 2020, when the Bills ascended to contender status, 12, the only year that 12 got you the one seed was that Tennessee year in 21. It's 14 or 13 every other year.
And 2020 was 12 or 16 games, right?
Right, right. Yeah, the Chiefs were 14-2 that year.
Mm-hmm.
Bills were 13-3.
NFC too?
I haven't looked at that extensively.
There's no way to know.
I mean, I
Green Bay with 13. Green Bay and Tampa Bay each with 13-21. That's Tampa winning at Lambeau Field to go to the Super Bowl then. Philadelphia with 14-22. Three teams with 12 in 2023. The Niners would have been the one beating Detroit. And then last year, it's the Eagles. No, the Lions. The Lions were the one. Three teams won 14 games in the NFC last year. I saw it today. I guess this is strictly win percentage from last year. But the eight hardest schedules by that metric are all in the NFC. For some reason, maybe it's that 15-14-14 win thing up top mm-hmm. in the conference or something else. Last year was a year where there were more teams at the top and more teams at the bottom. Like last year, remember how well into the season you had so many teams were vying for like the first few picks that had just terrible records. Most years, you know, the any given Sunday, last year was not the season for any given Sunday.
Right.
More dominant teams, more hapless teams. So for whatever reason, the eight hardest schedules in the league are in the NFC. Also germane to this, Philadelphia, I saw, has 10 games against teams that won at least 10 games last year.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This year. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a first. But it's 17-game seasons now, making that more likely. And again, last year was so spread out that I think that would have contributed to that. I wonder if there's a team playing more four-win teams than ever or something like that. Anyway, just some of the math. The Leafs.
What a brutal night that had to be.
That's the worst game you've ever been to.
Yeah.
That's your Carolina game four game.
Yes.
If you're the Leafs.
Yes.
That's the worst game you've ever been to.
It was just horrible. Like, just the guys who scored the goals against you, right? It's just the defensemen and the Greer. Like, what is happening? And, you know, the giveaway on which goal was it? The third goal, I think. It's maybe 2-0. It's still a game. Marner gives it away, leads to the third goal. I think that's the play. Just what a brutal, brutal night. I mean, jerseys being thrown on the ice in playoff games.
So bad.
Just wow. Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, I said we didn't talk about it much because we were, you know, just covered in schedule conversation, but you were going to get Florida's best punch. Like, I really thought that they would come hard, feeling like, you know, this team's reputation, the fans are probably really tense, maybe they're really tense, and let's really give it to them. And Toronto just had no answer at all. Just a brutal, brutal night. I haven't looked yet to see what the odds look like for tomorrow night.
I can do that.
Game six in Florida.
Are you interested in Toronto tomorrow night?
I think I would be.
Plus 200?
Yeah. I would love to see a game seven. You know, just for sports' sake. Like, I'm rooting for Toronto in this series, but I kind of like Florida. I think Florida is the best shot for the best final. I don't think anybody else in the East can really run with Edmonton or Dallas or even Winnipeg, whoever gets there.
I know, but Florida, this would be three in a row.
Yeah.
I've had enough.
I just admire how they play so much that I don't find myself fatigued by them myself. And I'd like to see a good final. And I think Toronto, Carolina, or Washington, if they were to find their way off the mat tonight, I think get run over by any of the three teams left in the West. I think Florida, I think, can hang there. So I'm sort of rooting for a good final, but Toronto, I'd like to see a game seven on Sunday. That would be awesome. And it's always, you know, we kind of, one thing we, I think, have in common is rooting for good stories. And Toronto winning game six after that performance would be a great story. And set up a game seven opportunity on Sunday night. And I'm totally here for that. So go Leafs go tomorrow night.
Plus 200 is not great respect.
Yeah, I don't know if they can do it.
808.
Be shot. Yeah, thanks for waiting till 8 o'clock to start that game.
Friday night.
At least it's a Friday, so you know, it's not that bad.
That's the kind of bet I would make. Get the game to overtime. You get a call that everybody complains about because it's probably fixed for the Leafs to get it to seven games and to get Toronto a cup. Give them that key late power play. There's your win. Plus 200 is not great respect. Washington, home tonight, is plus 140. The bettors have loved Carolina that whole series, and they've been proven right, 3-1. Dallas at Winnipeg, both games are TNT tonight, and Winnipeg's a small favorite at home. You give them a chance?
Yeah. Yeah, Hellebuck's been, I mean, he shut them out last time out, I think, in Winnipeg, or he had a shutout during the two games at home earlier in the series. So, yeah, I think they're, even though it's looked how it's looked, I think they'd still be live. I give them a chance.
Game two, that might have been the shutout. They lose game one. One or the other.
Yeah, I might
have that backwards.
Yeah. I think that's right. Dallas won game one.
I don't have TNT. Mm. How can I be expected to follow this stuff? I've got a lot of different channels. I've got the Peacock game. I've got the Netflix games. I've got Prime covered. Apple, if they need to. Baseball's on Apple, so I got to have that for work. TNT eludes me. Sorry. What can I say? I can't have everything. Don't they say that?
Yeah.
You can't have everything. I don't have TNT. And I'm not about to get it. I'm not even sure how I would do it. YouTube? I would need to subscribe to YouTube.
YouTube
then.
TV is a way.
Cable?
Max. A Max subscription, which is,
Max?
I don't know, like 15. Yeah, I watched some of the Knicks and Celtics last night.
I want to subscribe to Max Capaccio. Just not Max, but Max Capaccio and Minecraft analysis. That was big for me this morning. Like, he was talking, and I didn't know a lot of what he was saying until he said it. Then I felt like I had a better handle on these schedule videos. They made more sense to me. My son, who is 15, was just like yours in that we watched the Chargers one and the Colts one last night. He liked the Chargers one much more. It was longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, more suited to the Minecraft enthusiast, I would say. More in there. So the Chargers win again. The Titans, the Chargers, they win the offseason. Never the season, but they win the offseason.
Or the schedule, at least.
They win the schedule.
They win the schedule.
They win the offseason from, like, May 13th through the 14th.
Big couple of days for them.
Yes, they win those days. Alex Gold coming up, our friend in Kansas City, on the Chiefs schedule and how it looks from there, Bills and Chiefs, week 9 in Buffalo this year. I'm sure I'll whip out how dominant the Bills have been against Kansas City in recent regular seasons. That always goes over well. That's a point you want to hear made. The Bills have owned the Chiefs. Don't you know?
In the regular season.
Don't you know that they have?
Just whisper that part.
Sal 2, Brian Koziol as well later. 803-0550 for you. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.